This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty with Spirit Move Ministries, and as usual, very, very, very excited to be on with you today, coming to you from my living room and very excited. As you know, today's the eclipse day and many of you are talking about it. I spent about 4 or 5 hours with my different levels of mentorship last night, and they were asking me all kinds. This is really stripey, I'm just realizing. This is my prayer cloth. Do that. You guys just got to track with me. This is how I roll. You know this. Okay. Just seems like really stripey. Okay. So I decided to be a little more official today and record this. And I've been asking the Lord for the last few days, okay, God, what are you saying about the eclipse? And so this is not an eclipse word. This word is in addition to what he's already saying for 2024. And just so you understand, with times and seasons, every word I release, most of them are for the body of Christ, preparation for you, and what God is doing, what he needs to be doing, what his plan is, it's mostly for the body of Christ. Most of my videos are to prepare the body of Christ to become an unshakable end time remnant. And unfortunately, it comes through the shaking. We don't always want that version, but the reality is what's not of him has got to go. It's got to go, you guys. And so, Merry Christmas. And so I'm excited to release this word today because it's 100% lines up with everything he's already been saying this year and everything that has been being released, everything. It just lines up with everything. This is actually a word he gave me in 2022. Now, I will touch on the eclipse a little later in the word as part of it, but I'm also going to touch on angelic activity because many people are not even paying attention. You're not seeing, you're not hearing. There is so much angelic activity right now. Literally, they have been sent to work with us as the end time army. And we can do nothing with them if we don't acknowledge them. And so the Lord needs us to be acknowledging his ministers that have been sent to, number one, protect you, watch over you, follow you around. And I make jokes. If you've kept up with any of my words, you know that I make jokes about, I'm sure my angels are like, whatever, you know, today's a popcorn day. Get your popcorn. Today's a double popcorn day. Because I'm sure we crack them up sometimes, okay? especially in our times where we have real conversations with the Lord, they're probably like, if she only knew, and if he only knew. And so I love it, you guys. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit, because the angelic activity has been way more heightened, especially since like 2018. But many people have no clue. They don't even know that they can participate in any way, that there's divine help. And this is not an angel video, but I'm including it, you guys, because the angels have been doing a lot of work on our behalf. They've been speaking to us. They've been revealing themselves to us. They've been trying to get through to us. We're not the easiest. And so I'm excited, because there's so much going on in the spirit right now. And you have to go back and watch my words. And so I'm telling you right now, go back and watch the two March words and then the April word. And then this word will make even more sense, even though he gave it to me in 2022. I did have a dream about the eclipse, but I did not, and that's in 2022. But he didn't give me anything concrete necessarily. I talked to my mentorship last night. They asked me, of course, they're like, what are your thoughts on the eclipse? There's lots of well-known prophets saying, you know, just sharing their heart on it. People that we trust, people that I know, and I trust them. And I know that they're a prophet, and I know that they're sent by the Lord. A lot of people have had a lot of things to say. The reality is there's a lot of signs happening, you guys, but I'm not going to get into that yet. So very quickly, we are going to be in Atlanta. If you miss that, God kind of flipped the script on my schedule, because he's funny like that. And just so you know, when he does that, I go. I switch. I obey quickly. I'm not playing around. And if you go back and watch my last word, you can hear the story about what led to the fact that now we're going to Atlanta, not to Kenya. We're still going to Kenya. It's been moved to May 23rd through the 27th. We are doing Atlanta in its place per God's instruction. Plus, I ended up having a bad cough for like weeks, just attacked with sickness. And I ended up breaking a couple of ribs from my coughing. For real, you guys. See, if when I do it, I just go all the way, because it just is what it is. So evidently. And so I went all the way with it. And the Lord's like, Liberty, you're not traveling international. You're going to be in Georgia. And I was just like, what does Georgia have to do with anything? And then he was like, because that's where I want you to be during that time, not in Kenya. And I'm like, okay. So here's the thing. We got to be paying attention, people. Because sometimes God is saying something totally different than what we're thinking. And it wasn't that I wasn't going to go to Georgia. I was going to go to Georgia, guys. I love you. Many of you in Georgia follow me, and I get stuff from you all the time. And you guys are a huge blessing to the ministry. And I just had not ever felt called to do anything there. I've done it all over the United States. And it wasn't until December, because of angelic activity, that I knew the Lord was saying that there's something needed to happen in Georgia. So we're coming to Georgia. We're working on, we have some pastors there that are working on getting us set in a venue. So I'm not exactly sure yet where we're going to be, but just come. Fire and Glory nights, although we will have one service during the day. Friday and a Saturday, we'll do a Friday night, and then Saturday is going to be prayer and intercession with Generals International. Dawn Templin with Cindy Jacobs Ministry, she's going to come as an intercessor and to participate with all that we're doing. And she's going to be doing services before my services. And so we're going to have stuff all day Saturday from 11 o'clock on. And so 11:30 on. And so you can plan for that and come have a glory fest with us in Atlanta, okay? And so we'll keep you guys posted. It's a free event. So you can get on a register though, because the seats are limited. And the day that I announced we were coming to Atlanta, I already had the free registration ticket thing on our website, and they started moving. And I just talked to the ones on my staff that run the website last night, and they were like, the tickets are leaving very quickly, and we are limited seating, you guys. So get on the website and get your free ticket so you have a spot in Atlanta. But don't take the ticket unless you're coming. Let me just put that out there. Okay. So back to the word that the Lord's given me to release right now, which is in connection to April, our March and April words he's been releasing. We've talked, I'm going to recap just like for 2 minutes. Don't stress out. Okay. This is a birthing season, new beginnings. He's been the last few years walking us through shutting doors and us walking through new doors. We cannot go through the new doors without shutting the old doors. And this is not just for opportunities and alignments. It's also for deliverance. So what that means is old things that might have weighed you down or are laying dormant. And I've talked about this in my March word. If they're still there and they haven't been healed, they haven't been fully dealt with, you thought they were, and it wasn't because you have any bitterness in your heart. You really don't have any. But you're like, man, this is showing up. As soon as God starts to bring the thought of this new beginning or this new thing he might want to do, all of a sudden you start feeling that fear and anxiety of rejection or shame of your past or just whatever. Like, nobody wants repeats. But what happens is we don't know that we're still battling things until God brings something that isn't a repeat, but it's something that bumps up against, it rubs up against the things that we thought we dealt with. And it's not that God's saying, you're bad, you haven't dealt with this, you're a turkey, you're walking in unforgiveness. No, he's just saying that, okay, either way, I want to bring you into this new season, this new alignment, this new whatever, this new. But I'm allowing these things to be revealed because I want you fully healed from them. I want you to be able to fully let them go and be free, 100% free from the old junk, so that you can move forward with excitement, with no weight weighing you down, no worries, no fears, no feeling like you're going to be a failure or you're going to fail in some way. That's the spirit of failureism. I'm pretty sure someone wrote a book about it. And you should read it, Anointed to Win. And so you're not a failure. You haven't failed. Maybe you have, everyone has, but that's not going to stop you from moving into your new beginning. It's not going to stop you from moving forward in victory. The Lord needs you. And I know you're probably thinking, well, this is really prideful. No, I'm being real with you. You have to have a confidence. There needs to be a confidence that Christ knows what he's doing. And his plans for you are amazing. And whatever he's doing or leading you towards or opening up for you, or maybe it's not quite happening yet, but you're considering it and you're afraid. You're like, I don't know about that, you know, because of old things. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I still have a little fear there. Or, oh man, I still have a wound that's not fully healed. And it will keep you from going all the way in with the Lord. And what I mean by that is, I don't mean devotion. I don't mean sitting at his feet. But it's going all the way in. Going all the way in is being obedient. It's 11:11. Being obedient to the call, to the new plan, the new birthing, the new season with joy and confidence. That's how he wants us to go into it. But it's not a, well, if whatever, you guys, you hear what I'm saying. I could speak for hours on this, and I'm not going to do that unless you really want me to. I could sit here and do it. And so, but my goal is not to. And so, hello, Prophecy Now. I'm sorry. I always forget you. I do forget you guys. I can confess that. So I love you guys. Prophecy Now podcast, wherever you're listening from. I hope you're enjoying this. A lot of our people watch me on video. Actually, I have more following the podcast, but I'm probably funnier on video. So you should just go watch me on YouTube also. So, the fullness of Christ isn't just his presence, sitting at his feet, becoming holy. It's also receiving the gifts that he has for you. All that heaven has waiting for you. And most likely he's pointing you towards it, but fear and other stuff comes up. This is the season, you guys. I'm speaking for myself, okay? I have no problem saying that. It's always for me first. And I always am like, okay, Jesus, you know, what's wanting to bump up against this thing? Heal me of it. Take it from me. And maybe some of it isn't happening yet, but he's just been telling me. Because he gives me dreams, you guys. And angels visit me. Or they manifest in my house pretty regular. So, and they're pointing me in a direction of things I know are probably on the horizon. And then I'm like, I don't know about that. How about no? How about we can just skip all the stuff? Let's just skip all the stuff. So I can be real with you guys about that. Everyone has those moments. So this word is beautiful, you guys. This word that I'm about to release, it's a prophecy over the body of Christ. It's a times and seasons word for you. And there's so much happening. The angelic activity, just everything. And I believe the eclipse is a sign of things that God is doing. But I also believe that there's certain things for the unsaved and the world. And there's certain things for the body of Christ. We have two different things we're supposed to be doing. They know nothing. They don't have a clue. That's the receiving end that they're on. We are the ones who are supposed to be becoming who we're supposed to be becoming, so that we're, number one, a wheat, not a tare. And number two, prepared to move forward in victory in open doors and new seasons with the Lord, breaking off all the old stuff that maybe has stopped us for years upon years. And so we have to pay attention to that. Okay, so the word that the Lord gave me, it was just a prophecy he gave me as I was sitting deep in prayer with him. And I kind of checked all my dreams around it and all that stuff so I could get an idea of, you know, was there anything else at the time that he was revealing to me, or even recently in some of my dreams. Because almost always he shows me everything in my dreams. If I have a question, I'll ask him and then he'll give me a dream. Or he'll give someone else a dream that has no idea that I even asked the question. It's between me and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And they'll email me and be like, I had this dream about you. And then I'll be like, oh man, well, there you go. Slippity slap. Just kidding. And I'm not kidding. For real, you guys, Jesus is fun. So here we go. Are you ready? So this is the word I'm releasing today right before the eclipse. And I want you to listen to the whole thing and watch the whole thing, you guys. And I know everyone's on heightened alert right now, but I do believe a little smidge of that is a little bit of distraction from the devil. So I will put that out there. Also, I'm not going to heighten up anything and I'm not going to debunk anything. There's some people that I trust highly and I know they hear from the Lord and I know the giftings on their life. If they received a bunch of stuff about the eclipse, then it's just because I didn't hear all the same things doesn't mean that they're not right. Or they're not hearing correctly. It just means it was meant for them to hear, see, and know. It wasn't meant for me to hear, see, and know. We're all equal. There's no jealousy here. So I'm not going to get on, and I don't think anyone should be doing that. Let me throw that out there. This is a disclaimer for all you that have done it, especially some of you who have other global ministries and you follow my ministry. Be very careful to get on and have an opinion about another prophet or whatever. This is not what we're supposed to be using our platform for. That's the world. That's gossip. So, and even if you say it with an innuendo, don't matter. It's all the same to the Holy Ghost. It's impurity. The Lord knows what you're doing. Even if you present it in a way where you're not, it's still mixture. It's still not holy. And the Lord knows it, that there's a manipulating factor in it. Okay. And I'm very big on this. I'm not clickbait and I ain't playing no games. And so when I see it happening between people that I trust in general, it really disappoints me, you guys, because number one, some of it is, I just know they're immature. It's just the way it is. They're immature. And, but my job is to do what I've been called to do. That's my lane. If I jump out of that lane because someone else is being told this, this, and this over here, that's their gift. That's their mantle. Let them hear it. Let them see it. Let them release it. There is no competition here. I'm happy for them that God showed them this, 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 and this. I don't need to be shown. That doesn't make it less real. And so, or less true. Now, there are times I will specifically ask the Lord, is this a key thing? You never brought it up to me. At least I don't think. Maybe in my dreams he did, you guys. But I just didn't understand it at the time. Or I didn't get it, or he didn't allow me to. So it's in here brewing around. But, you know, I haven't been given the mantle and the call to release it as a word. That's someone else's job on the earth. And so I'm very happy to support that. And it's none of my business. It's not my opinion, and nor do I get a judgment. And so, and I wouldn't do that. That's what a waste of my time. And so I value other people's gifts. It's okay to value someone else's gift. It's okay to enjoy them releasing what God's called them to release and how they've called them to do it. Now, if it's like going against, you know, 100% biblical standards and whatever else, then that's different. But when the person is not off their rocker, which a lot of us prophets could be considered off our rocker. Just so you know, read all the major prophets' books. They did some weird stuff, you guys. And I'm so thankful I ain't got to go around naked to prove a point to anybody. But I do believe there's a little bit of nakedness happening in the body of Christ right now. There's a lot of exposure happening, hearts, immaturities, jealousies. I don't like it. And I won't participate with it. So moving along. I just have to say that because I've had people contact me and they're like, Apostle Liberty, what are you saying about the... Some people still call me Pastor Liberty. Pastor Liberty, what are you saying about the eclipse? What do you think? Do you think this person's right? Do you think this is really true? Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. There are certain people in the body of Christ, I trust them. Some of them I've known for years. They can hear something that I didn't hear. It doesn't make them wrong. It just means God didn't choose to tell it to me or reveal it to me. He chose to use them for that moment. Their mantle is supposed to carry out that word. But I'll tell you, some stuff will confirm in my spirit because I know there's major things happening, you guys. We literally flipped a switch in 2020. The body of Christ is in one of the biggest smackdowns of all time. The purity of the bride, the shaking. And so all things that need to lead to that are going to lead to it. And it doesn't have to be packaged any perfect special way. The Lord doesn't always do that, you guys. Okay. Oh, you guys, I'll get going. Okay. We have to have purity, holiness. We have to love each other. There needs to be no jealousies. There needs to be no Jezebel spirits, controlling spirits, manipulating spirits, innuendos, agendas. That is immaturity, and that is demonic. Pretty sure Paul talked about it in the last days. Following the dictates of your own whatever, the things you dream up through human demonic influence. We're not to join in on that. And we're not to join in on it on social media either. That is not what we're supposed to use it for. We're to use it for Jesus. To do whatever our mantle has, what it is calling us to do. Amen? Okay. You guys, seriously, I could just keep going on this whole thing. Okay. So here's the word that he released to me, and it is all about the awakening and the fire that's upon us. And I'm going to share a biblical story that he gave me with it. And we're going to talk about the angels and the eclipse. Okay, you guys ready? So here's the word that he gave me. He said, "My love is rising upon my people." I was just deep in worship. And usually, sometimes he'll give me a vision. He'll take me into a vision. And then it leads to a prophecy or a times and seasons prophecy, typically. Always for the body of Christ, because y'all need it. And so, but I was just deep in prayer, and I had been in prayer probably an hour and a half. And, he literally just said to me, "My love is rising upon my people, rising to bring a great awakening, an awakening on a mass proportion. This will be a great rising. As my love rises, my people will rise in power in this next season. And it will bring a great awakening of fresh breath, fresh air, fresh fire, and an anointing to run like never before. Run with a renewal of passion, a passion for the lost like never before, will rise in my people. This love being poured out will do the work it needs to do. Then my people will be fully ready to rise with a power like never before. You will be carrying what I placed in you with my love being upon you and removing the old and bringing in the fresh and the new." Now, remember, my March word was he's removing the old. This is an open door year, the Jewish year. This is the year of the door, you guys. And he has to shut old doors. So this is where the fire comes in. And fire isn't just going to be like, "Woo, man, there's glory. There's gold dust. There's whatever." Yeah, that's going to happen. It's inevitable. But the fire also consecrates and it removes things that we didn't know maybe are hidden inside of us. He wants us fully clean, you guys. Not because he's a big meanie, but because he loves us and he wants to be able to use us all the way in fullness, okay, to be true glory carriers on the earth for the end time glory, okay. "This newness of life will take my people to the next level of passion and honor for the call on their lives like never before. Get ready, my people. This love rising upon you, rises upon this love, okay, as this love rises upon in a great wave of holy fire. This wave will bring renewal in all areas of your life. As this love rises upon you, let it do its work and receive it with joy. And run, my people, run. Run with this new passion that's rising in you. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't look back. Just run forward, my people. Run forward with this great love that only comes from the blood of the cross and the power that's in the blood. My love is rising. Rise with it, my people. Let what has weighed you down go. Let it go and run. So, amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We honor you. We praise you. So you guys, there's a lot in this. And so it sounds very simple. Oh, Jesus loves us. His love is upon us. No, you don't understand. He's been taking us through a whole bunch of tough love. The tough love is what's going to have to rip the stuff off, rip it out. There's so much Egypt in us. He's getting it all out of us. This is a year of the open door. And I believe many of us, the shaking is still going to continue. He's got many years of cleansing. I believe to a certain point, I did a prophecy about it. He gave me a word. 7 years. And then we're going to come into those who survived the 7 years that we're in of shaking, not tribulation. He ain't come back yet because you're still here. But the last part of this 10 years, he basically told me will be the time of fully walking into receiving of the promises. It doesn't mean we won't receive back. There won't be any wealth transfer. But that comes in many forms, you guys. It's not always money. It comes in health. It comes in prodigals coming home. It comes in a joy you've never walked in before. The wealth of heaven is not always the same as how we see wealth because we have been living in Egypt way too long. And so, the Lord is basically saying the love that he's putting upon us is a love that's going to do all the work. It's going to rip off what needs to go that we needed to leave in the old season and shut the doors all the way on those old rejections, those old fears. Those old sins that try to come back and the devil's like, you know, makes you feel shame again about it or whatever. Those things are in the past. Shut the door on them so you can walk through the open door. This word is so 100% right now in the body of Christ. We are to contend for the more, but we have to go past the lies of the devil, step over them to reach for the more. And so there's so much, you guys, that God is doing right now. This word will make way more sense when you go back and watch the last three I released. And so there's something he wants and needs to rise in us. So here's the thing. The story he gave me was basically the story of the Good Samaritan. Okay. And so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to show you this little piece here. Luke 10, 30 through 37. Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, this is so sad, you guys, honestly. A Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his animal, brought him to the inn and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave it to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come back, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed him mercy. So here's what the Lord said. This is what the devil has been doing to people, the unsaved people. See, we see them and we want to be like, get them, God. They're evil. Oh, judgment's coming. No, sorry. We're going to get judged first. We have no room to talk when we got a giant fat log in our eye. The body of Christ. If you ain't holy, you ain't got no room to talk. Oh, he's sifting us good right now, you guys. You guys already know I'm the real deal. I'm not going to hold back. Okay? Done to people, the unsaved people, that don't know. But they have been stripped and wounded and stolen from by the devil. But they don't know it. It's our job to make them aware with the gospel of Christ and the power that lies in it. Let's not be one of those who focus on our own walk and our so much that we don't participate with Christ, the Good Samaritan, to see people healed, delivered, and set free. So what he's saying with that, you guys, is the people out there, they are wounded orphans. The ones that don't know Christ, the confused people, they literally don't know. They have no idea what you know. And so we're like, judgment's coming because these big old evil people over here in the White House and the politics and over here and coming against this and doing that and whatever. Yes, they are choosing to obey the devil and be used of the devil. But the reality is that doesn't change our job. Our job is to be Christ. But the Lord has us become Christ-like first. We can't be an example if we're not doing it. If you're hiding a little bit of lust and pornography behind the scenes, but you want to get up in a pulpit, nope. Every person, you're all getting exposed. Whatever version it is of the sin, of whatever. And God is not, you cannot look at someone else. You can't think because you've accepted Christ, all of a sudden you're at some level, you've attained something. No. The people that don't know, they've been stolen from. They're just like this person on the side of the road. They've been robbed by the devil. They've been lied to by the devil. They've been hurt. They've been wounded. They are literally just orphans, you guys. They just don't know. They literally don't know. We're here to help them know. Everybody's job is different. Some of what I do is evangelistic, but I'm not an evangelist. I'm a prophet more than anything else. I don't go out on the street and evangelize. That is not my call, and I can say that, and you're probably thinking that's everybody's call. No, it's not. God has mantled certain people to do certain things. For me, what he tells me to do is to do like revival, fire and glory services. People come in. They get healed of diseases. They get delivered of demons. Glory is released in my services. People receive joy like never before. This is what I'm mantled to do. I fall in the category of to see people healed, delivered, and set free. Some people are called to be the evangelists going out and getting them saved. That's an evangelist. It's one of the fivefold gifts. An apostle does all of them. This is why I'm Apostle Liberty. Because the Lord informed me in 2020 that I was an apostle. It had been spoken over me by credible people that I was already releasing all the, okay, in your face. I'm in your face. Yep. And so I'm a pastor. I have the pastoral gift, which I did for years. And so, but the apostle in me wants to see people raised up, trained up, and sent out. And the prophet in me, which is where a lot of where I major in dreams and visions and all that, has a totally different job. I'm here to release the word of the Lord over the body of Christ. That's my what I'm mantled to do. That's what he's literally called me to do, to get his bride ready. So if you go back, watch all my words. They're all about getting the bride ready. They're all about the body of Christ, most of them. And so And I'll go to Pakistan and I'll do a 200,000 people crusade. And 200,000 people get saved. And we have mass miracles. Okay? That's a part of what I do. But that's not my call, my full call. That's not everybody's call. And so whatever we do in the prophetic is just as important. If you're an evangelist, whether you're a prophet, whether you're a pastor, you're a teacher, you know, you preach, you teach, whatever it is, whatever your role is, it is key to the body of Christ. People can't get saved and then not be discipled. There has to be people to disciple them. There has to be churches to go to have fellowship so they can grow in Christ and be around other people who are trying to do the same. Because then they have somewhere to go so they don't fall back into the world. And so that's the goal. And so his love being upon us, you guys, in this season of the birthing, the new things he's doing, the new seasons, the open doors, he needs us to rise in this love and believe that it's there and it's true. Here's the thing. We can't keep sitting around like we're wounded and woe is us, because then we'll never get around to being Christ, whatever form is ours on the earth. Mine is prophesying. Mine is laying hands on. Mine is, you know, fire and glory nights. I impart fire. I activate gifts. I release healing, words of knowledge. You know, I release times and seasons prophecy. Everyone has, you have the gifts in you to do them. But when we're so focused on our old wounds, all this stuff that actually is what's happening to the unsaved people, we already know who the Savior is. Now it's time to rise up, receive the love and the power of the cross, carry our cross, and go do it so that we can see other people who are the ones that actually are deceived, wounded, beaten, stolen from. They don't even know it, you guys. The enemy has literally stolen their future and their call and their purpose. God has a plan for every person, whether you're saved or unsaved. Some people never fulfill it, and that's sad because they don't find Christ. They don't get saved. But we're coming into the seasons of the last days where this is what we're doing. We have no other job than to become a ready bride and then be the remnant for in the end time army. This is everything now. There is no Sunday church, and then you do what you want all week. Those days don't exist no more. And if you live like that, you're going to get shuffled aside. And you have to know there's a love so great that he does not leave us the same. He does not leave us the way we were, you guys. I would never want to be the way I was that day I was radically saved. Man, you couldn't have paid me millions of dollars to go back. Nope. And so I want other people to know the power of that. Jesus is all powerful. Heaven is all powerful. Amen. And so the other thing I was going to basically talk about was dreams and visions, you guys. And basically the angelic realm. There is so much happening in the angelic realm. You've got to activate your angels daily. And I talked to my mentorship last night. I had two different groups and we were on for about 4.5 hours. I love it, you guys. But the second group, because they've already been through a lot of this with me, this is their second year. They're talking a lot about dreams and visions and angelic activity. You can activate your angels. They are literally showing themselves more than ever before, you guys, in this season. And I believe, I released a word, I think in 2021, a prophetic word, I had a prophetic dream about watching angels were being dropped in strategic places. They're here, you guys. There's way more at work helping us right now than ever before on the earth. And you need to be paying attention. You need to allow them to assist. You need to understand they are available. You can activate them. You can welcome them. You can work with them. You're not worshiping them. They are servants of the Lord, just like you're a servant of the Lord. When God sends you to go do work for him, is everybody worshiping you? No. They're worshiping the Jesus in you. It's the same thing. Jesus tells the angels, go do this, this, and this. They come down to earth and they do it. We can ask for help. We can activate them. We can include them. We can welcome them in our daily activities. And we need to be asking God to show us what we're not seeing, to give us eyes to see. And so if you were wondering why I filmed in my kitchen, the one, two words I filmed, go back and find those words, was because there's always a lot of angelic activity in there. And I just wanted to see if you were gonna, notice it while I was talking without me telling you in the first video. People were contacting me and they were like, oh my gosh, I saw an orb of light. Oh my gosh, I saw this thing. Yeah, you did, because that's why I filmed in my kitchen, you guys. And so last night in the mentorship, as we were talking about the angels, they were being funny and they were like showing themselves. And so I would be sitting there talking on Zoom. And as soon as I would say something about the angels, off and on about every 3 or 4 minutes, all of a sudden my face would glow really shiny, like there was a orb of light all around me. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, you're glowing. And then poof, it would leave. And I have it on camera. And it happened over and over all throughout while we were talking about them. And it's the real deal, you guys. You might be seeing stuff right now if you have eyes to see. You might already have gold dust on you. That's common in every service. When I sat here to get ready to record this, I looked around and there's already sparkly stuff all around my couch. It like gets everywhere. It's all over my house, you guys. And don't get offended if you're a male. You could be sparkly. You know how many of you have come up to the altar to be prayed for by me at one of my events and you're covered in gold dust and you're all sparkly? Lots of you. I just want to giggle sometimes, like out loud, but I do not do it. And but it's the most amazing thing, Lord, when the Lord is moving in the glory and the angels are letting themselves be made known. Also pay attention to smells. Pay attention to smells in the night, being woke up with smells, being woke up with different things. Write it down. Keep track of it, you guys. The more you, so this is what I teach my students for the journaling class. If you keep track of what he's saying, he's going to say more. When you value and honor what he says to you, like what an amazing thing that the God of the universe and his angels and his divine workers and the Holy Spirit are actually speaking to you. What a beautiful, amazing thing. There's no words. If you keep track of what he is saying to you and you value him speaking, he will keep speaking. If you don't value it, he's not going to speak. And so I tell my students, and I've had a couple of them, they're like, well, I was having dreams there for a while, and then they just quit. And I said, well, what'd you do different? Are you getting up, even if you're tired, at 2 a.m. and writing them down? Well, no, but I wake up and I still remember it, but I don't write it down. I always forget, and then I get going with my day, and I'm like, well, there you go. Interrupt your life to spend time with the Holy Ghost. And with the angels and whatever it is that they're trying to, a message they're trying to get across to you. If you get up in the night when he wakes you up and you write it down, then he knows you value his voice. That means when he speaks, you want to hear and you care. So keep track of it. And usually when there's angelic activity, you guys, they're trying to bring a message. It's not nonsense. There's a reason they're doing what they're doing. And I'm going to be doing another video about and serious angelic activity. So I'm not going to tell it in this video. And it's connected to the reckoning, because it is upon us. I do believe the solar eclipse is connected to the Passover and everything that's happening, and the reckoning. And that is the returning of what's been stolen from us back to us. But you have to remember, always, he does not do that, you guys, without first purifying us, preparing us, removing things in the way. He's not going to come and put gold on top of poop. I'm just saying. He has to get rid of the stuff. And then he can bring in the gold and the silver and the recovery. But he's not going to come in and put on a faulty foundation. He's recreating all of our foundations in the midst of all this. There's good reasons for why he does it, how he does it. And I'm going to do another video about some amazing angelic activity that's been happening that is proof that we are getting ready to come into the reckoning and the return of what the enemy has stolen. And it could come in your prodigal coming home, or it could come in finances, whatever. You guys, it's lots of different things, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. Okay. You guys, be blessed. If you're somewhere watching the eclipse, enjoy and rebuke fear, ignore fear mongering. That's all a distraction to get you off your game, to get you off of focusing on what's actually real right now. Anyone who is, you know, there's certain people that are not really Christ-like and they're not Christians, and they have been putting out a lot of stuff. Conspiracy, huh? Isn't that weird? Why? Because they want to distract everybody. It's called fake news. So don't fall for it, you guys. You stay focused, stay in your lane, move forward in victory, and keep doing all that he's called you to do. And trust all the signs in the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars. He did say he owns them, you guys. So that's why I have a problem with people get on and they want to debunk someone else who is credible. Because the reality is, God did say he would speak through the sun, the moon, and the stars. We would see the signs of the times. And it's not witchcraft. The wise men found where he was being born because of a star, following a star. God owns it all. He can do what he wants with it. Don't take yourself into some deep, weird place, and because that's where the deception, when you let people trick you into being like, you're super deceived, then you're going to be deceived. And then everything you think is filtered through deception. Okay, I'm just saying. So, you have to be really careful. It's okay for that not to be your gift. Stay in your lane. It ain't your thing. It doesn't mean it's not their thing, and it doesn't mean they ain't hearing correctly. It isn't your gift. It isn't your thing. And so, I hope you guys understand by what I'm saying, but I felt like I had to say something because people have been asking me for real. You guys know how many emails I get? Messages on Facebook, hundreds. And so my take on it is this. Some people have been told more than other people. Just because those people have been told more doesn't make them wrong. And just because you've been told less doesn't make them wrong. And it doesn't make you wrong. Don't be jealous. It ain't your call or mantle. It's all good. Press on. Stay in your lane. Follow the king. Get pure. Stay focused. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. And Lord, I say right now that we repent, Lord, for not allowing your love to lead us in all things, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, that If your love and the power of the cross has not been leading us in all things, forgive us. Lord, we want you to remove all the things. We want fresh air, fresh passion, fresh fire, a renewed preparation for this new season of whatever we're birthing, whatever new thing you want to bring in our life, whatever this new season is going to be. We want your love, your passion, and all that comes with it, Lord, so that we can be your body. Lord, we just, woo, there is all kinds of, there's gold dust all over the front in front of me here. It's falling all over the place. Lord, we just want to do your will. We want all that your kingdom and heaven provides and offers for us to go into the new season, to be the body, to represent you well, to follow the call. Lord, we welcome your divine help, your heavenly messengers, your ministering angels. We welcome signs and wonders. We welcome you to come and invade our life and prepare us to help those who are wounded. Lord, heal our wounds. Help us not to focus on ourselves and be so inward that we never can get outside ourselves to actually follow the call. Lord, we want everything that heaven offers through your love and the blood of the cross to fill us, Lord, so we can follow the call with joy, power, love, truth, fulfillment, purity, most of all. Oh, Lord, give it to us. Woo, man, I can feel the glory, you guys. Lord, I just release your glory over every person at the sound of my voice. I release your fire upon them. I release the love of the cross, Lord, to overflow in them. Fill them up, Lord, to overflowing with the love of the cross and the power of your blood. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys, I love you. I cannot wait to see some of you in person in Atlanta. Get there. The seats are leaving quickly, you guys. As soon as I announced it, they started disappearing. Get the seats. And so excited. We'll keep you posted on a location. Also, we're having a huge shirt and hat sale on spiritmove.global. Go there and go to the shop. Like when I mean huge, I mean huge. We are bringing in new inventory. We're basically moving out the old. Get on because we're only going to have it up for a week and we're already 3 or 4 days in. So get on spiritmove.global and look at all the new stuff we have. It's not new stuff in the shop, but it's stuff that maybe you don't have, but everything is on clearance because we're about to get new limited edition Heaven's Agenda Shall Prevail, other quotes, Anointed to Win. There's other stuff happening and we're excited. So get on and get it while everything, even if you buy it for other people, get them for people as gifts, birthday gifts, whatever. You know, get ready for Christmas ahead of time, whatever you want to do. But we literally slash them because we're clearing everything out to bring in all the new stuff. So we're excited. Love you guys. Be blessed. And I'll be back on here soon to talk about angels and the reckoning and the recovery. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm.